You're with Tom and Alex on Triple J, and this time it's the segment you know and love, but this morning it's got a brand spanking new intro, just for something a little bit different, a little bit sexy. So on Triple J this morning, it's time for this.
Hit it.
Hit it, guys, now. Like a Virgin intro ever, courtesy of Art vs. Science.
Stop it, you're freaking me out. You're freaking Australia out.
Sorry,
man. Oh, Lord.
Art vs. Science has come into the studio to do a Like a Virgin for us, and they've brought their keyboards. Good morning, gents.
Good morning.
Tom and Alex.
Hey, guys. Thanks for being here. No worries.
Sorry if we scared you.
You really did freak me out there a bit. Anyway,
it's too early for that.
Yeah, exactly. But look, you're here, and that's the main thing. And it's great to have you all here in what is, I think, going to be our least acoustic Like a Virgin ever.
Yeah, yeah. although Dan W is using a plastic garbage bin for a kick drum.
So. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Tell us the story behind this, Dan W.
I stole it from the rehearsal studio.
Ah,
yeah.
Good story.
No, borrowed. Okay. We asked permission. Other science does not steal.
Okay, excellent.
Even better. Makes the story all the more, you know, just nice. Yeah.
Just nice. Nice guys.
And legal.
Yes. No, good friends of the show. Glad to have you here. Big news for you. Recently released a video clip for your track Higher, which was amazing. And you told us about this last time we ran into you backstage at a Yo Gabba Gabba gig, Jim. My favorite part of the film clip is how you guys parachute. You jump out of a plane. You clearly have parachutes, but the parachutes aren't used. You just drop into the fly kick.
The parachutes are just for safety in case something goes wrong.
Right.
There's nothing better than coming from 14,000 feet straight into a fly kick, a headbutt, and a punch.
Bam.
It has that much more impact when you connect, I think.
There you go, kids.
We've got to release it behind the scenes or something because the headbutt was like all these people holding Jim and like pushing him into frame and his headbutt colliding.
And the helmet I had on, I actually connected my head with the big security guy and he was like, bang, got knocked back. And I think it hurt him a bit, but he's pretty tough. So
he was an ex-rock and roll wrestler from Melbourne.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Rock and roll wrestler?
Yeah.
What is that particular
Well,
term
I guess
mean?
It's like, you know, like WWF kind of thing.
Right.
So but more real and more serious.
The amateur version.
Seriously hurt, I think. He was telling us stories about all this crazy stuff that happened and we were like, whoa. That's intense.
Did you guys get injured at all during the shooting of Higher?
No. Oh, Dan did. Dan had a little accident to his...
to my groin. I had to fight a guy. Most of my fight scene was on the editing room floor anyway. But anyway. I got kicked in the nuts really hard. I was out for about half an hour.
It was really funny. Because he had to throw this guy over his shoulder and he did it the wrong way. And then in the simulated fight scene after that, I think he kicked him in the nuts.
Well, it was meant to be fake nut, like, and I was meant to jump and like it was meant to miss, you know, by
the I think you probably just jumped at the wrong time. Kind of
I didn't jump.
And so the gravity, like, you're on the way down perhaps when it came up and just exacerbated it.
Exactly. And we've all done physics, you know, two bodies colliding and it hurts your nuts.
Brutal.
Thank you for coming in, not only because you've had injuries in the past, but also you must be experiencing a little bit of withdrawal at the moment. A few weeks out from Splendor in the Grass, this will be your first one in now 4 years.
Yes. We are attending, though.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Oh, great. Yeah.
We're coming to party. We like Splendor in the Grass.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
We can't wait. We can actually sort of relax a bit and have a couple of drinks.
Did you get asked and you had to turn it down politely and say, look, we've had enough?
Or
did they say, maybe not this year, fellas?
No, we were like knocking on the door, please let us play. Like, damn it, we let you play the last 3 years. Just get lost.
What we have been performing is on stage with Yo Gabba Gabba, as we mentioned. That must have been a lot of fun. What was it like bringing the Art versus Science experience to a kids show, Jim?
It was awesome. It was really fun because we could only play one song, so we chose to play Flippers, which I think translates well to children because it has hand movements where you put your fingers together and move your arms up and down, and the kids were like, they didn't really speak. Most of them were very young, but we had a friend in a penguin costume and a friend in a seal outfit come and do the dance. And when they walked on stage, they're like, and they were all freaking out. And one of the kids, like the whole set, just looked at me staring and was like, my mouth wide open, and I didn't think he knew what to think. But they were like standing on parents' laps. The parents were making them move their arms, and by the end, they were all sort of dancing around. So it was quite fun.
You guys were the dancey dance friends, right?
We did some dancey dance friends. Yeah, did you see
the peanut butter stomp or squish or something?
Peanut butter squish, I think.
Stomp. But then you squish.
Then you squish it at the end of the dance. Yeah. That was quite good. I saw that.
Oh, thanks.
Different modes of stomping, just like different modes of peanut butter. The smooth in the country,
of course.
And of course, you guys were professional through the whole period, and no one ever like missed a show or anything because they were in any way hungover in any way. Is that accurate? Or
Dan McMahon?
That's about 5/6 accurate.
Missing a kids show because you're too. bleary eyed.
Yeah, yeah, that was terrible.
Well, you don't deserve to play at Splendor the Grass.
We, it was okay.
I think that's why we missed the Splendor gig. Actually,
it was okay.
I learned out about it.
I learned Dan's part and put his keyboard where my keyboard is, and I played his part and my part together.
I had to sing the. I don't usually sing in that one. It was very weird.
Yeah. Yeah. You know why? Because you're professionals.
Yeah, I think it was just because the kids wouldn't know any different. Now.
Nice.
Well, you're all here today to perform a Like a Virgin for us. What original will you be performing this morning, Art vs. Science?
Well, we thought we'd do our song Higher, but we thought we'd do kind of our own remix of it and do it live.
Yeah, it's like a remix of a remix.
Okay.
It's a remix of several remixes.
Rock and roll.
It's really kind of...
You're going to blow some minds.
Postmodern, yeah.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Okay, awesome. Well, on Triple J this morning, on your Friday, the boys from Art vs. Science are here. Take it away. This is Higher. I've ever seen. Oh my god.
On Triple J for Like a Virgin, that is Art vs. Science doing a cover of their original song in a different way, Higher, on a Friday morning. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Absolutely incredible.
Thank you very much. Sorry if that scared a few people. Yeah, maybe it's early on a Friday morning, but that sort of music.
Nonsense.
The best bit is when you fly kicked Alex in the face.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah. Yeah, you're all right, by the way.
I'm fine. Thank you very much. I'm going to recover.
It's just got really into the song.
Maybe you're seeing these guys as they're touring all over the country at the moment. They're playing in Adelaide tonight. Tomorrow night they head to the Forum in Melbourne, and they're going all over the place. But after 8 o'clock, you're going to stick around here at Triple J and you're going to do a cover for us, boys.
We sure are.
Can you give us a clue as to what people might be hearing after 8 o'clock?
It is by... Oh, okay. I'm going to give that sort of clue. It's like, sounds a little... Like, it's got this sort of...
Yes, I am a robot. I speak robot. And this is a song by a robot. Tom and Alex. Tom and Alex. Triple J. Like a virgin.
That is Art vs. Science on Jewel J for like a version. We've done away with the intro because, you know, we didn't need it. We got this crazy stuff going on.
You're damn right.
That is Dan Mack behind the, what is that called, Dan? What's that keyboard and vocoder thing called?
Vocoder. Amazing stuff. And it is totally live. It's, you know, people need to know this. You know, it's not like a sample we're using or anything. That's totally you just chatting away, having a great old time.
Yeah, I play a key and speak into the right microphone.
Right.
And
it goes like this. Now I am a robot. It is quite something.
Dan W, Jim here too, and this is Like a Version, and Art vs. Science is here. Of course, because it's Art vs. Science, it's all weird and freaky and different, Alex Dyson.
Of course, but we've got to bring it back to the family now, Tom, because I want to ask Dan W how your mother is going. We get texts from her on what I would say a semi-regular basis, I would describe as that.
She's been telling me. She's like, I messaged them this morning. They talked to you about me and stuff.
She's a friend of the show. Yeah.
No, she loves it.
She loves it.
You should call her
big
up.
Fan. Biggest fan.
And she
should get you to sign something for
her. She bought tickets to our show. We told her that she could have... we saved her a special seat in the front row of the balcony at the Enmore. And she was like, no, I've already bought one. I'm going to support them.
Oh, wow. Well, do you want to give her a ring now?
Give her a call?
Do you want to give her a ring?
Have you got a number? All right. Let's get Ollie in now. Ollie, you go grab Dan W's mum's number. What's your mum's name?
Judith.
Judith. All right, get the lovely number. Judith. Get a lovely number there. You go off, you give her a call.
Take that phone out and get the number off it.
And we'll come back after the cover and we'll have a chat to Judith.
Okay.
All right?
All right, I got it.
Here
it
is. Okay, good. Okay, that's good news. Now, what
do you put it under M or J?
It's here under
Judith starts with J.
Yeah, I can't remember.
All right, well, let's get a cover out of you guys. Now, the clue was you gave us a robot voice.
That's right.
Dan Mack. Now, can you reveal, put us out of our misery, what exactly are you going to be covering today?
Yes, we're going to be playing a song by one of our favourite bands, Daft Punk, and also I think it's one of their best songs. It's Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger.
Awesome.
You won't be at Splinter in the Grass, but Kanye West, will he bring out this particular one? How did you think he dealt with Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger?
In typical Kanye kind of fashion, I guess. It was good.
Don't
tell him that.
Have you ever been at a party and someone said, Daft Punk became really big since they covered Kanye West or something like that?
No, we don't go to parties with people like that.
No. Thank you very much. Excellent. Well, I reckon this is going to be a cover like something you've never heard before, Australia. Here we go.
No. This is meant to be exactly like something you've heard before. It's the cover section.
But it's Art vs. Science. It's all weird and freaky and shit. They've been freaking me out all morning. All right. We're going to come back and chat to Dan's mum, so hang back for that. But here it is.
We'll get the wrap up.
Yeah, we'll get that. Art vs. Science doing like a version, covering Daft Punk on Triple J.
Art versus Science versus Daft Punk. 1, 2, 3, 4. Power, never.
Triple J, Art versus Science, covering Daft Punk's Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger. Absolutely incredible, guys. I think we better re-emphasise the point that Tom Ballard made earlier on of that being completely live. Dan Mack is spent from spitting out all of those lyrics at the same time. Into the vocoder. How was that,
hear,
Dan?
If you could hear what I was saying into the vocoder, Mike, it would have just spent about 2 minutes going, harder, work it harder, make it better, do you? It faster, makes it stronger, more than ever, work it harder.
And not only that, you had to sing the little blips as well. Could you give us an example in the non-vocoded mic of what you're actually singing?
Gotta make it harder, do it, that's it. Just
sound like that, really.
All right. Well, let's find out if it's...
That's it.
Let's find out if it's any good whatsoever and have a chat to Dan W's mother, Judith, who joins on the line. You guys will need some headphones to be able to hear herself. Good morning, Judith.
Good morning, good morning. That was fantastic, boys.
Yay! Fantastic stuff.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for taking our call.
It's not like Art vs. Science does electronic or anything.
Oh! Sarky.
You feel they could have branched out a bit more, Judith?
Oh, look, yes, I like a bit of faster, louder, stronger. Good on you, boys. That was fantastic.
Oh, thanks very much.
Thanks, Judith.
Thanks so much for taking our call, Judith. What are you up to at the moment?
Oh, look, I'm thawing out a leg of lamb for dinner tonight.
Oh, lovely news. How adorable.
Yeah.
Good on you, Judith. Well, thank you very much. And,
that's a
and
pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the show and texting us on a regular basis. We appreciate it
thank
very
you.
Much.
Thank you. I'm a great fan of Triple J.
Oh,
but I don't fit the age demographic.
Stop it, Judith. We're a big fan of yours.
Thank you.
Thanks, Judith.
Thanks, boys.
Well,
bye.
See you.
Oh, she's a keeper.
If you want to see Art vs. Science live tonight at the HQ in Adelaide, it's a place to be. Or if you're in Melbourne, tomorrow night, Friday the 8th at the Enmore in Sydney, which is an all-ages show, so get along if you're a bit younger than Judith. And next Saturday, the 9th of July at the Tivoli in Brisbane. Guys, pleasure having you in, as always.
Thanks very much.
Again. We'll see you dancing at Splendor of the Grass if not playing. It'll be great fun.
Definitely. Yes, well, I'll be wearing a great big eagle suit.
Isn't that the same one you wore last year? I'm right into you.
I'm trying to have a tiger costume.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I have a tiger mask.
Just so lying low. Good.
you got to blend in.
Thanks, boys. Have a good day. Cheers.
Thanks. See you, guys.
Thank you. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Tom and Alex. Triple J.